Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine and the best-selling publisher at the boutique publishing house, InspiredLivingPublishing.com, where we publish books that inspire, empower, and support women in living their best lives. So today we're talking with Suzanne Scurlock-Devana. She's the author of Reclaiming Your Body, as well as Full Body Presence. And today we're going to be talking about practical tools and guidance for healing from trauma and reconnecting with your body's inner guidance system of sensation, imagery, and inner knowing so that you can start using it to better navigate your life. As one of the world's leading authorities on conscious awareness and its transformational impact on the healing process, Suzanne has been empowering people for over 30 years to experience joy in each moment without burning out. The practical tools and skills she teaches have helped people all over the world improve every aspect of their lives, from their health and well-being to their relationships, their careers, their creativity, even the growth of their business. Welcome, Suzanne.
Thank you, Linda. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, as we were talking about off air, I think this is a really important topic. We're going to be talking about everything that I said in the intro. But your book is about reclaiming your body. The title is Reclaiming Your Body, Healing from Trauma and Awakening to Your Body's Wisdom. I think we should dive in right there. What kind of trauma are you referring to?
Trauma is, by definition, being refined every single day. And when I began this journey of really pulling all this information together 25, 30 years ago, trauma was just like one big lump thing. It was what veterans had when they came back from Vietnam with PTSD. It was what children had if they had been abused as when they were younger. It was what women had or men had if they had been raped. That it was a, like pretty broad categories that had to do with physical issues and pretty massive physical issues. What we're understanding today is that the vast, vast, vast majority of us walk around with trauma held in our bodies with no conscious or very little conscious awareness of the fact that it is there. Sometimes we're conscious of things, but then there will be other traumas that we're completely missing and something we may have been carrying for 25, 30, 40 years of our life without realizing the impact, the contraction, the tightening, the way in which it is keeping us from being fully present in the moment and enjoying our lives. So trauma can be something as simple as something that happens in words that someone says to you, psychological trauma. It can be something that someone says in terms of the way that they treat you on a regular basis. That would be emotional trauma. You could have the physical trauma of everything I already named, you know, physical abuse, emotional abuse, mental abuse. But all of those, and by the way, it can also be something that happens out of the sheer horror of watching something traumatic happen on television with no capacity to do anything about it, helpless to do anything about it. That can actually lodge trauma in your body, in your body, the person watching it, that absolutely gets your nervous system hardwired for, you know, the fight, flight, hypervigilance. Oh, my God. And it might be the horror of not being able to help someone. It might be, oh, my God, that could have been me. It could be any number of different things. But there's so many different categories that we are now recognizing cause trauma to be held in the body, causing that level of hypervigilance to keep people out of the present moment as they clench, tighten down, dissociate from their lives at this moment based on carrying that old event or events, whatever they may be. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes total sense. And so you're saying that parts of the body can be affected. Mm-hmm. And my question is, if it's ignored, is that what leads to illness and dis-ease?
Well, actually, there is now research that shows that that is the case. The adverse childhood events research that was done by Kaiser Permanente, 17,000 people, they looked at chronic illness in middle age and how it relates to child and, before the age of 18, basically, trauma that happens to someone growing up. And the 10 questions they ask on that ACE, they call it the ACE, Adverse Childhood Experience or Events list, the 10 things they actually list are things that many of us may have gone through. Did you grow up in a family where there was an acrimonious divorce? Did you have a person older than you, it could be a sibling or a parent or a relative, who threatened you so that you didn't feel safe in your own house? Did you have a parent who was incarcerated? Did you have physical abuse? Did you have sexual abuse? Did you have, I'm just trying to think of it. I mean, there were just 10, in a sense, kind of ordinary things. When I ask these 10 questions of the people around me, almost everyone has at least one. And some people who think that they're doing just great have 4, 5, 6 of them. And I sit them down and I say, okay, let's just slow down and tune in together. Because with this number of traumas, unless you've been working on them for years and years and years in a really effective way, you're still carrying them in your body unconsciously.
Wow. It's like layers, right? As we go through life, it's layers upon layers.
Yep.
And in your book, you say that the body has its own language that's older and more primal than most of us realize. What do you mean by that?
I mean that our linear brains, our left brains, are what we consider to be the language that we listen to, our spoken language, our written language. Most of us don't pay attention to the signals of all kinds that our bodies are transmitting to us all the time. So that clutch in your gut when you see a particular person, that feeling of heaviness when you wake up in the morning for the 5th morning in a row, the sense of being flooded with a particular image in the aftermath of something, all of those things are ways that the body is saying to you, listen, we have something to tell you. And we just don't, we discredit it because it's a felt sense or a felt visual image from lower than our neck in our bodies. And so the brain, the left brain, thinks I'm smarter than my body. Just shut up, you guys, I'm doing fine. When in fact, all of us are carrying things that are slowing us down, that are actually energy draining. And so that process of beginning to listen to that deep wisdom, if you will, and pay attention to it is very interesting. You know, it's funny, Linda, because at the beginning of each chapter on each of the 6 wisdom areas that I talk about in the book, the first, down the side of the page is all of the little idioms, all the phrases that we say that actually speak to how we receive this wisdom. And let me just pull up, the heart's a really easy one. There were so many there, we had to cut them back. But let me just read some of them. Okay. Here are some things we say about our hearts and their characteristic wisdom. My heart goes out to you. Have a heart. My heart sank. She is hard-hearted. Eat your heart out. My heart was in my throat. Can you find it in your heart? His heart was racing. My heart swells with pride. I feel lighthearted. My heart is filled with love for you. My heart just isn't in it anymore. He got a half-hearted attempt. gives my heart pause. From the bottom of my heart, I thank you. That touched my heart. So do you see all the different levels?
Yes. Yeah. We're constantly saying those things, and that's really, we're saying what our body, so we are connected. It's just sometimes unconsciously.
Yeah. We don't recognize it, and we don't give it any value, which is interesting.
Yeah, and it speaks also in other ways, like you're a pain in my neck, right? When we say stuff like that, it's we're carrying stuff in different parts of our body. We come back from our first break. I want to talk about, because you just mentioned the six wisdom areas. So let's talk about that. I want to know what those six wisdom areas of the body are. And I'll be back in a moment with Suzanne Scurlock-Durana, the author of Reclaiming Your Body that we're talking about today. And you can learn more at healingfromthecore.com. I'll be back in a moment.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine, inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book? Or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is Suzanne Scurlock-Durana. And Suzanne's sharing with us about healing from trauma and awakening to your body's wisdom, how to tap in and listen to what it has to say. So, Suzanne, what are the six wisdom areas of the body?
Well, first, let me just say that there are way more than six wisdom areas of the body. These were just the neighborhoods that are the biggest neighborhoods that most people would recognize. So that's why I use them. And I had to stop writing at some point and get the book published. So, but I mean, truthfully, and we know this from craniosacral therapy, every cell in the body holds wisdom for us. And every cell has its own unique wisdom, too. But these six areas I discovered and worked with and practiced with in my craniosacral practice and in my classes across the years, I realized that they were like some of the bigger neighborhoods in the body, if you will, and that they hold particular characteristic wisdom. So, for instance, the heart, you know, we all know that the heart has holds compassion and love and way that we reach out to the world. But the other thing that the heart is really known for, and I think of this as its deeper characteristic wisdom, is that the heart is the holder of our deep inspiration, deep, deep inspiration for life. And does that make sense? I mean, it's, when you say...
I'm writing this down because that really spoke to me, holder of our deep inspiration.
Our deep inspiration. So In Chinese medicine, I mean, they say that the heart is the keeper of the fire of who we are. And if you think about it, you know, you talk about somebody who's really on a roll, really excited by something, and they'll say, oh, his heart was on fire. You know, in other words, they're cooking on all burners. So it's about deep inspiration. And so isn't that fun? I love that whole idea of the heart being the home. And one of the main characteristics of the heart is it's the home of our deepest inspiration. So that is like one of the key players. The second place that a lot of people know about these days is the gut. And the fact that the gut has a particular characteristic wisdom of knowing when something's really right or when something's really off in our environment or for us. It's off within or without in relationship to ourselves. So there's not a lot of charge about gut knowing. If you have a gut hunch about something, you're not anxious with it rotating, you know, like going around like a little gerbil in its cage in your brain, all that charged anxiety that you get from old worries. No, a current sense that something isn't right, that's just like a deep knowing. It's a deep, quiet knowing. And the voice is saying, move away from that window or get out of that circumstance or this just isn't right. And you just know at some deep level, no charge. And that's your gut telling you that information. The same thing that the gut will do for you if there's something really lovely and wonderful, especially for you, coming. And it doesn't have to have any logical validity at all. It can be something that makes no sense in terms of your linear thinking brain, but you just know that it's something that's right for you. So that's a key piece. The pelvis is the engine of the body. In the Vedic traditions and the yogic traditions, they talk about the root chakra being the core center where chi flows into the body and pours up through your torso and into the rest of your body. Yes, that's a really key, that engine of your body is a very key wisdom area for, do I have the energy, do I have the power to do what my heart is so inspired to do that my gut feels like is right for me, right? So that's a key piece. Our feet and legs are a wisdom area because they speak to, can I walk with this in my world? And when I walk with it in my world, it helps me to resolve any confusion or questions I'm having about whatever decisions I'm trying to make. And you think about this. We all know this, that we've all had time periods where we actually get like all confused about an issue, or we're really in a lot of turmoil about something because there are lots of different options, and we throw on our shoes and go out for a walk, and when we come back, without having thought about it at all on your walk, we have the answer. We have the answer. So that's kind of a cool way that the feet and the legs, in their movement, they actually stimulate a metabolism of ideas, thoughts about how to walk in the world with whatever it is that you're feeling inspired by, that you're confused about, that you want a decision about. So that's the feet and legs. And then the bones, the bone-deep wisdom of the core of our bones is very steadying and clarifying for us. You think about it. Our bones physically are the sturdiest connective tissue in the body. They're solid, much more so than any of the other connective tissue that makes up who we are as a human being. And so our bones also give us steadiness when we're feeling emotionally overwhelmed or frightened or scared. Drop into your bones. Deep embodiment in your bones gives you so much steadiness and wisdom and clarity. Yeah. And last but not least is the part of ourselves that for years everyone has thought is the king is your brain, and particularly the prefrontal cortex of the brain, which is constantly registering the whole process of taking in all these signals from the body, synthesizing them, and strategizing. What's my best step? If you're really an integrated human being, the brain is not the king. It's not even the CEO. But it is the prime strategizer that creates and builds from all the info that gets fed to it by these other vital parts of the body, your gut, your heart, your feet and legs, your bones, your pelvis. Am I making sense?
Oh, yeah. I have this all written down. I'm sitting there going, you know what? When you said feet and legs, I'm like, that's what happens to me. The answer just drops in, and I'm like, where were you 3 hours ago, right? But mm-hmm. I knew movement had something to do with it. It's like you're just disconnecting. Right. But to hear you describe it, and then the mm-hmm. brain, when you said it's always registering, synthesizing, and strategizing. I love what you said. If we're fully integrated.
Yeah.
When I lived in ego and fear, and this is just my description, I was always up there, and I was disconnected from my body. I always, in fact, you're going to love this, Suzanne. Many years ago, probably 25 years ago, I had my first business back in the early 90s. Do you know I used to say all the time, and thank God I healed that, I used to say, I feel like I exist from the neck up, and my body's just an appendage I carry around.
Right.
Tell I hadn't healed the wounds and trauma mm-hmm. from childhood. It wasn't until I could integrate all that here I am at 55.
Yeah.
But it's funny when you said the words we say.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't even registering, well, honey, why are you saying that?
Mm-hmm.
There's a wound
and you know,
there.
Quite, I know it is. And quite honestly, I have been shocked at the lack of embodiment, of core embodiment of people in our culture today. And in any, honestly, any Western culture, it's pretty stunning how much people live in their heads. It's not stunning. Our educational system pushes us out of our bodies and into our heads. Our culture pushes us out of our body and into our heads. Our family system, religious systems all tell you to be spiritual. They don't say to be in your body, living from the vitality of who we are in our totality. No, no, no. That is not what we're encouraged to do. So it really is, you know, one of my very first classes, I called it, and the first audio system I ever did was called Healing from the Core, A Journey Home to Ourselves. And I, you know, that was just,
Whoa.
And it still stands today, 25 years later, still stands today. This is a key piece. Most of us are not living in our, from our core embodiment.
I agree. I will agree. And I've struggled with that too. You know, I'll be really transparent. And I've held many shows and master classes on this. Is when I started becoming and tapping into my intuition. So I know now I'm in the heart gut. I lead a lot from there. Do people, about these six wisdom areas, is it mm-hmm. something that we need to be across all six? Or do we all have stronger parts where we're in? Like, how does it...
That's a two-part answer.
Okay.
Number one, yes, we all do have the parts of ourselves that we are more comfortable in, and if we've done our healing work, it may be that that's just the place we're most at home. So you're a very heartful person. I'm a very heartful person. I'm also a really strong gutted person. I mean, I get gut hunches all the time, and I really listen to them. I have learned, and it's one of my practices, to cultivate the steadiness and the quietness of my bones, and to also constantly cultivate the metabolism of everything I'm doing by my feet and legs. But so they're not areas that I'm necessarily constantly in, but I'm constantly cultivating my presence in those areas because I know that we are meant to live in every cell of our being, every cell, not just our hearts, not just our pelvis is not just our feet and legs. We are actually meant to be in every cell of who we are, and it's when we're in every cell of who we are that we actually are in this magnificent navigational system that we've been given as human beings.
I love that. I love that with the phrase you use, and I wrote down cultivating our presence in every area. I just love the word cultivating, right?
Yeah.
So it reminds me that even though I may feel like I always want to be in heart and gut, in my brain, I'm a strategizer too. Once I make the decision in my heart and gut, I go to the brain for strategy.
Mm-hmm.
But I can say that maybe I need to cultivate the pelvis, feet, and the bones, a relationship
mm-hmm.
deeper. So thank you. This was so insightful for me personally, as I'm sure it is with all of the listeners. And when we come back mm-hmm. from the next break, I want to dive into this heart one, right? I want to learn more about the wisdom of the heart and why it's so important that the heart is connected to every other wisdom area of the body. To me, this is so fascinating.
Yeah.
I'll be back in a moment with Suzanne Scurlock-Durana of HealingFromTheCore.com.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
The secret: you're not alone. Life and business coach Marianne McKenzie, founder of the Real Woman in Business program, is an expert at guiding women who want to create radically engaged lives and businesses. Marianne knows that successful businesses and the creative minds that run them require more than just knowledge. They require self-awareness, a success mindset, winning strategy, and a tribe of other real women. Marianne coaches heart-centered entrepreneurs to expand and engage their personal lives and passionately grow their businesses. Visit MarianneMackenzie.com today to join us. You don't have to walk alone.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi everyone, this is Shea Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTR-FM. This is Shea Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations on the OM Times Network. With me today is Suzanne Scurlock-Durana, author of Reclaiming Your Body, as well as Full Body Presence. So, Suzanne, we just went through, you know, the six wisdom areas, and we were starting to talk, we talked about the heart in each one of them. Why is it so important that the heart be connected to all the other wisdom areas of our body?
Well, you know, it's not so much that the heart needs to be connected to all the other wisdom areas. All the wisdom areas need to be connected to all the other wisdom areas because they're not meant to actually act in isolation. And yet, sometimes we've only managed to make it into one area consistently, and so that's the area we act out of. You know, we act from the power of our pelvis. We act from the warmth in our hearts. We act from our gut hunches. You know what I'm saying? So, and we just are not comfortable with those other areas because maybe there's some old trauma there. Maybe there was never any modeling for being there. But to come back to your question about why is the heart, you know, the heart and its deepest inspiration and the inspiration it brings us to, very, very important to have the gut on board, because the gut will tell you whether something is really right or wrong. I have had probably 10 times the number of inspirations for creating in life than I've actually followed through on, because I'm a very creative person, and I'm deeply inspired by life. So I might see something and think, oh, that would be so wonderful if, right? I'm really inspired. But if I go to my gut might say to me, that is something that is really important. But it's not yours to do, Suzanne. Let somebody else do that. Or it might say, you know, that is such an important thing to do. Wrong time in your life, Suzanne. Let that one go. Or the gut, you know, you see how the gut then tempers what I'm inspired by. It doesn't mean I don't have the elation and the energy of feeling deeply inspired. It just means I don't try to act on something that doesn't really make any sense for me right now in a grounded sense. So then let's take it. So the gut is going to weigh in and say right or wrong on a given inspiration. And that could be, honestly, it could be somebody that falls in love a lot with all the wrong people because they don't listen to their gut about this person's true nature or intentions. But in any case, for that, the gut and the heart really need to be connected. And then the pelvis offers up a very accurate sense of what your energy is like right now. So, Linda, if you, let's say you have this really deep inspiration to start yet another business, and you are a businesswoman, you're an entrepreneur par excellence. So let's say that you get this inspiration, you see this area that really needs to happen in, and then you say, whew, oh, yeah, let's do it. And your gut says, yeah, this is the right time, and this is the right area for you. And you drop into your pelvis, and your pelvis says, you know what? You just went through a really depleting year and a half of caring for a loved one, your mother, your father, your husband, you know, whatever it is. And we're really exhausted right now. This is a good idea. It is something that's ours to do, but not now. Or let's start it very, very slowly, my dear, because we need to refill our inner energy reservoirs before we go full steam ahead like you're used to doing. Okay? So the pelvis weighs in on, do you have the energy to do what it is you want? And then maybe you're left wondering, well, what about, what, should I go this way or that way or that way? So you go out and you take a walk, and you really, in your mind's eye or by physically moving your legs and feet, you begin to digest all the information that's coming in about this heart's inspiration. And lo and behold, by the time you get done, you can feel what direction is right, what pace is right, what makes the most sense. And then when you sit in your bones, let's say you go into meditation, you go into that deep embodiment in your bones, like you use the audio that I have in my book, the free audio for that, and you go deep into your bones, and you get very, very clear and settled and steady about what it is that you want to do, what it looks like, and you're not even worried about it anymore. And then from there, the great strategizer in your prefrontal cortex is going to say, okay, everybody's on board. Everybody voted yes. Let me start making the plans and the map for how to make this happen. So do you see how these all work together?
Yeah, and I see how each one is integral to the other. It's like this just whole this dance.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So you see, it's pivotal. You can't say, well, gosh, I should always be living from my heart. Well, yes, you should always have your heart on board, but guess what? You don't want just your heart. The heart is really vitally important to your mental clarity, to your creativity, to the coherence of what goes on in your world, and it really, for integrated function, requires everything else to be on board as well.
Well, I have a question for you then in regard to the heart. If someone isn't in balance, would it show up as, you know how we hear of, and I was this way back 25 years ago in my other business, where I had to birth every idea that came to the top, right?
Right, right, right.
I'm a creative. And, mm-hmm. Of course, what would happen is I'd burn myself out. I'd burn my body out. Is that because I, at that time, yeah.
Yep,
I can see how it was. I could see how it was manifesting.
That's right. And that is actually a typical example of a deeply inspired heart gone awry, so to speak. In other words, you weren't checking in with your gut about whether it was yours to do, whether the timing was right, whether it needed to be adjusted in some way in order to really be yours. No, none of that. You got inspired and boom, you headed out the door. And 3 or 4 weeks later, you came crawling back in the door wondering why, A, you hadn't been able to get it to the finish line, and B, you were now so burnt out, you were toasty.
Yeah, and I can think of times, especially my 20s and 30s, where like I used to do a lot of artwork and crafts and anything creative like that, where I would have unfinished projects everywhere. Thankfully.
Everywhere. I actually tell the story about that in that chapter. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's how it manifested. And now, like, I'm so grateful. I'm like, oh, thank goodness I healed that, because I'm able now to live from my heart. That's who I am. But I can see that a lot of it's integrated, though I do say I need more time, pelvis, feet, and bones. So I will take advantage of that meditation. And I just love, like, this kind of stuff turns me on, knowing how our body, we're so, like you said, I think I said it in the intro, body, mind, and spirit, we have to be integrated with all.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You got it. It's so exciting, isn't it? It's a lot of fun. And you're far enough down the road in your own healing path that you understand the wisdom of what it is that I'm teaching, that there is so few people actually recognize that every single cell of who we are holds wisdom for us. And so it only makes sense to cultivate a core level of embodiment within this physical body of who we are. Am I making sense?
Oh, completely, completely. Yeah. And that's why I really wanted to have you on the show, because as I started to read the first few chapters of the book, I'm like, this is such an important message, because
yeah.
I believe, and I serve a large audience of women, and I've had many conversations over the years, and
mm-hmm.
I think a lot of women feel disconnected from the neck down.
Yeah.
You know, just from our private conversations.
Yeah. No, I'm with you completely. And you'll notice that the cover of the book is distinctly feminine.
Yes, very.
Now, I went back and forth. Believe me, I went back and forth with my publisher, and I love New World Library. They're a great publisher. But I went back and forth with them about the fact that a good 20% of my audience is male. And I was going to be alienating them if it was a feminine form on the front. And interestingly enough, my publisher said, listen, the vast majority of your market is female. We want that figure to really draw them. And that's our audience. And the other people, masculine people, transgender people, they are going to get it no matter what the cover looks like. But
yeah.
I have to tell you, I've had more people tell me what a great cover. So
I love your cover.
I
agree with them at New World Library, because what I also just received and heard as you were speaking was, men need to be able to embody more of the feminine so they can come out of their head and integrate,
yeah.
right? So,
yeah.
And
well,
just like some women do.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And I have to say, men also oftentimes need to get more of their masculinity in their bodies than it, and both masculine and feminine need to be honored. Because again, we need to have all of us on board, every cell. And so that's really the thing I say to people over and over. Don't make a rule for yourself. Just go for everything. go for feeling really skilled in how to bring about a refilling of your energy reservoir, for your inner energy reservoir. Be able to do it through your breath. Be able to do it through movement. Be able to do it through your intention and your awareness, like my grounding and filling exercise that's been the foundation of everything I've taught for 30 years. That exercise that I'm now calling my core embodiment exercise gives people such a deep sense of a felt sense of what it means to be themselves on the inside of their skin, all the way down to the core of their bones. Yeah.
That's beautiful. I love that name too, core embodiment. I think that's
yeah.
so powerful. And when we come back from our final break, can we talk about some of the strategies and rituals, tools that you use with your clients
mm-hmm.
that maybe our listeners can start incorporating in their daily life just to get started down this path?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay, and we'll be back in a moment. I'm here today with Suzanne Scurlock-Durana of HealingFromTheCore.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Experience a homecoming to your heart. In the foreword of Dr. Deborah Riebel's new book, Being Love, How Loving Yourself Creates Ripples of Transformation in Your Relationships and the World, Marcy Shymoff shares, the answer to our inner longing isn't finding love, it's being love. The practices that Dr. Deborah presents in Being Love are keys to opening your heart and receiving your divine birthright as a physical manifestation of love. Her techniques, developed over years of successful private practice with her clients and from her extensive training in multiple disciplines, are accessible, compassionate, and effective. Her message is powerful. and if you allow it, will change your whole life. Order your copy of Being Loved today at beinglovebook.com and receive over 45 transformational gifts. Being Love is brought to you by Inspired Living Publishing.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. With me today is Suzanne Scurlock-Durana, the author of Reclaiming Your Body, Healing from Trauma and Awakening to Your Body's Wisdom. So, Suzanne, for listeners who need a tool, they're like, give me something just to get me started. What do you suggest? Where do you suggest they begin?
Well, I actually suggest that they start to cultivate their curiosity about what's going on inside their body, not their head, not their thoughts. Yes, we all have thoughts, and we continue to have thoughts no matter what, but to actually start to cultivate curiosity without judgment about what the direct experience of being alive feels like inside of them, because everyone experiences life in a unique way, a unique way. Everyone experiences it in a way that is solely theirs. And so the process of being curious about it rather than judging yourself is one of the first things that I say to people. Anytime you catch yourself having a nasty voice with yourself or telling yourself something that's limiting or demeaning, toss it off the bus. Thank you very much. I don't need to hear that anymore. I am here to cultivate how to take care of myself, and I'm going to do that. So that is one of the key pieces. Cultivate your curiosity. The second piece is to grow your awareness of what's going on inside. So you want to work with movement. Any kind of movement can do, as long as you start to feel more of yourself inside. So movement could be movement of the fluids through your body by having really good craniosacral therapy or body work of some kind. Movement could be Tai Chi, Qigong, yoga. It could be continuum. It could be any number of different systems that help people start to listen internally. Okay, so you want awareness of your movement. You want awareness of what it feels like to be inside yourself. You want awareness of your thoughts and not letting them drive the bus, but just being aware of them and starting to monitor them and clean up the thoughts that you let drive your bus, so to speak. You want, as you said about what you were saying to yourself years ago, when you realized it was like, whoa, I need to erase that one. That one's not helping me at all. And that's really, truthfully, what most of us, we need awareness of what we're saying, what we're feeling, and then actually what we're doing, where we're going in our lives. And then the last thing that helps people to work with this most deeply is to trust. Trust that your internal senses, as they show up for you, are there to guide and help you. Really, as you get deeper and deeper in your core embodiment process, allow yourself to really trust it and quit judging it and let yourself come home to yourself in deeper and deeper ways. So I call that, actually it's going to be my next book, is going to be CAT, Cultivate Your Curiosity, Awareness, and Trust. Because those are really three attributes that are pivotal. And then in the book, there are, let's see, the core audios that go with my first book. They're also with this book in a slightly refined form, is knowing where you are, building your energy reservoir, learning how to reclaim parts of yourself you're locked out of. That's exploration 1, 2, and 3. And then you've got four, five, six, seven, and eight, nine, that have to do with going into each one of those specific wisdom areas more deeply, and then all of them together. So the how-to is in the audio that goes with the book, and there are transcripts in the book, and then there's audio downloads from our website. So go get the book. You've got a password that you put in, and it's really lovely because all of that leads you right to how to do it. There have been many, many philosophers that have told us about why it's important. Now the job is to teach people how to do it. And that's really what I consider my job to be. Let me teach you how to do this.
That's because that's where change takes place, in the doing.
Absolutely.
Now, Suzanne, I've been giving healingfromthecore.com. Do you have a specific book website that you'd like to give, or can they find the book and everything there also?
You know, we actually have left the book selling to Barnes & Noble, to Amazon Online. You know, any of your popular bookstores, your neighborhood bookstores, please go to them and buy it or request it. Go online to Amazon or B&E, B&N. You know, do what you need to. But there are many, many other things on my website that are very helpful. I teach many, many classes. I have a brand new class, actually, that's just going to be at 1440, that new retreat center in outside of Santa Cruz, that is happening around Labor Day, that just literally is getting put on their books right now as we speak. And
yay,
the workshops are in person. You know, it's like in person. And I think I have one coming up in the Boston area as well in September.
And they can learn about that at healingfromthecore.com. And when they order your book from one of the booksellers, when they get inside the book, they can learn the URL to get the resources and get the password and all that. Okay.
Because
I want them, ladies, I want you to take advantage of this. Mm-hmm. If there is a part of you tuning in today saying, you know, I think she's speaking to me,
mm-hmm,
guess what? She is. Right? She is. And please, you know, I struggle for so many years being disconnected from myself, mm-hmm, that it's why I do the work I do in the world, is to bring you amazing experts like Suzanne, because I know there's another way. There's a more beautiful, mm-hmm, empowered, healthy way.
Yeah.
And so thank you, Suzanne. And I have a question for you, because in the intro, it mentioned that, you know, you teach people all over the world, right, how to, you know, and that this has improved every aspect of their lives. And I can see how it improves health and well-being, relationships. Let's talk about how it could improve the growth of their business, their careers, their creativity, because people would go, how would this help that?
Yeah.
And I want them to see how and why this is so important.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you, one of the key pieces that occurs when people start to get more embodied and they get this integration of all parts of themselves into their brain. If you look, I mean, one of the exciting things right now, Linda, is the brain research. We can now look at how integrated that neuronal firing is in your brain, depending on what you're thinking about, what parts of you you're connected to, and what's happening in that moment. And one of the things they've done in tracking meditators, tracking different kinds of trauma and what happens with it, it is exciting to see that when you open up more integration throughout the body, you actually get better thinking, clearer, more deeply creative responses. So when you're talking about putting together a business, for instance, if you have quit believing all those negative beliefs that you were running on, and you're beginning to feel energized and ready to go at the beginning of your day, and you're no longer being run by your fear, your creativity blossoms. And so your business naturally flourishes. And there's actually a wonderful book that I talk about in one of my study guides in my class. It's called The Speed of Trust. Written by Stephen M. R. Covey. It's Stephen Covey's son, I believe. And he talks about the fact that how in the business world, when the whole business is run on a model of trusting what's coming down the pike and an interrelatedness between the people in the business, that what happens is that it takes a fraction of the time to get an idea from a seed idea to fruition and out to the market. When you have a business that is run on competitive mistrust, backstabbing, it takes forever to get an idea from a seed to the market. Not so when you've got a business that's integrated, running on curiosity, awareness, and trust, if you will, and how beautifully that shows up in the business world, in the creative world, everywhere. Being more integrated at a body level affects, and in a positive way, everything that you do.
Oh, I love how you just tied it all together. And when you were talking about how things flow in the business, that's what I experience now compared to when I first became an entrepreneur. And I told you I was just birthing everything, chasing shiny objects. I was like, oh, this is inspiring and this is. And now, I don't know, it's just a different energy.
Yeah.
It's a different way of showing up in myself. Yeah. But it also, what I've noticed, it's attracted the most amazing team to me.
Absolutely.
Amazing, yummiest, amazing clients that anyone could ever ask for. And when I look back, I'm like, that's when you know life is flowing well, right? When you can look
out, right.
When you look at the outside experiences and say, yes, that's when I know when I'm in alignment, right?
That's right.
And when I look and do contrast, which I do quite often, you know, I always want to make sure I'm in alignment. Look at contrast, and when I contrast what I used to, how I used to experience life, and, you know, working 14, 16-hour days back then in the early 90s at my other business that I had for 11 years, it was 4 medium iced coffees a day, 14, 16 hours. It was about hard work, right?
Right.
Never taking time off. I'm missing all kinds of events with my daughter 7 days a week. Yes, I won every business award, Entrepreneur of the Year for the state of Massachusetts. For what, Suzanne? I was disconnected. Now, me and my team, we take every Friday off.
Yep.
I take 3 weeks in December. I take in 1 month every week in the summer, and things flow with ease and grace. To me, it's because I listen now. Is that what you would say, looking from the outside in?
Absolutely. It's almost as though, if you think of our entire body as being like a radio transmitter tower, and the navigational system of who we are is inside our skin, right? And in the energy flow through our bodies. When we're home in our navigational field, it's like our radio transmitters are wide open. We hear so much more of what's happening in the universe that's there for us as a resource. We're there to welcome it in and not to go after every single shiny object, or the things that think we should do, but they're really not ours to do. You know, there's all of those things. But here's the pivotal key. You must be in your body in order to truly, truly recognize all of that. Because that's where our navigational system lies, from the tip of our toes to the crown of our heads. It's there, and therefore, we have to be there in order to read the dials, so to speak. Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And I'm so glad that I brought up that question. I think it was so important for everyone to see how it relates to every area of our life. And I'm so grateful that you were able to join me today, Suzanne. And thank you for doing the work that you're doing out in the world. And I want to invite our listeners. First, go to healingfromthecore.com, find out more about Suzanne's work. Check out all these events she has coming up, and also go to your favorite, you know, book retailer and order Reclaiming Your Body, Healing from Trauma and Awakening to Your Body's Wisdom. And everyone, I want to thank you for being here with us today and circling up with me. Join me every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the OM Times Network for more sacred conversations with extraordinary women like Suzanne. Until next time, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness. Blessings, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.